Wayne Allen and Keith Chandler have decided to become associate directors to the board. Director Andrew Maidstone has decided that he hasn't got the time to commit with his other commitments on business and personal involvements, and has decided that it's best to leave the board. I think it's fair to say that for a long time I've gone on about how much work that it takes to run the football club. These people have been magnificent in the amount of effort they've put in. It's taken a toll on everybody. But the club was in a very difficult position, go back to February and March this year. To this end, we've spoken about it. There's no animosity. We want to go forward as a football club. They want to go forward as a football club. They will still be involved around the ground. Andrew is coming to help Joe with the accounts tomorrow. It's a situation where it gives me the opportunity to try and attract some new impetus into the board, some fresh ideas, some new vision, hopefully a little bit of money at the same time, to give Steve Burr the opportunity to take the club forward on the pitch.
If you like, the easy one is Andrew Mason stepping down from the board. I mean, that's black and white. Everybody knows what's involved there. Can you define for us what's the difference between a director and an associate director?
Well, with the position that Wayne and Keith have taken up within the club is that they're not involved in any board-making decisions at the football club, but they are still involved on the day-to-day helping out. Wayne enjoys working in the boardroom, helping going to see sponsors, and he will continue on those sort of duties. Again, Keith, with the duties that he's involved with the football club, will continue to do that. In many respects, the jobs that they do at the football club will not change.
You know as well as I do that the rumour mill will have been rife over the last few days, and people will say there's been a bust-up.
Well, I mean, if you listen to all of the rumours, I mean, today we heard that Steve and I had a fallout in the Agbar Arms after the match on Saturday. The rumours were going that Steve and Gary were leaving to go to Darlington, and there was also a rumour that came out that they were, instead of going up north to Darlington, they were going down south to Barnet. Those are things that come out. I mean, it's a daily occurrence within a football club. I understand that. I think from our point of view, the reason we put the message out straight away is this is the truth, this is what's happened. I can't stop rumours. Obviously, initially we're very concerned, but I can't stop people commenting or making up things or whatever. That's just part and parcel of what I do.
Just to clarify, because of course not everybody would have read the open letter, there has been no bust-up between yourself, for example, Wayne Allen and Keith Chandler?
Absolutely not. No bust-up whatsoever. Both came to the club yesterday. Both will be at the next home game. Both will be attending away games in the capacities that they do anyway for the football club. No bust-up whatsoever. I've emailed both of them today and Andrew in exactly the same way as I would do normally, just to keep them informed of developments that have happened at the football club during the day.